They cut the rope the day I was born. It was the longest day of the year. Though with that cutting, another rope took hold, binding us inextricably and tighter than that tenuous coil of matter created by your body for mine alone. Your problem, child. Left foot first and right bent up, my toes were at eye level. Even then I refused to lay down. I wanted to stand, mimicking you, inside your outside and in miniature, defying the natural order of things. They told you that it couldn't be done, that it would hurt us. They finally listened when you stopped talking and took the picture that I have wanted to find and never really looked for. Tiny bones, delicate in their newness, but so very strong with intent. My head was in your chest, your heart my pillow, its unconditional beating my whole world, fed by the rope they cut and nourished by the one they couldn't. I heard your voice, muffled yet strong, as you moved through a life I did not yet need to know. But you had us in mind the whole time. We were in it together, bound and lashed to a mutual destiny that neither of us could escape, and I tried. Later on, I struggled against that rope, desperate and thrashing, trapped and seething, a bound animal. My crazed attempts to rid myself of my bindings only made them tighter, stifling and infuriating. I saw them cut into and wound me. It was my railing against them that caused the pain, my skin bruised and raw, burnt and seeping in rage and fear and wrath. The rope you wound with your hands, so unlike mine. The fibers painstakingly chosen and painfully acquiesced. Woven into the pattern out of love and care and brute necessity for your problem child. I strained and struggled against that rope, and it left impressions on myself. Each twist and braid, every knot and fray that you shaped and fashioned, pressed permanently and forevermore into me. Part of me is you. I appreciate now the beauty of my bindings. They were and are what makes us the same. It has become a comfort. I fumble in fear for it in dark places, and it is there. I feel it tucked in around me and can sleep. Unplagued. No longer the noose, nor the restraints of the disturbed, it is part of me. My spine, my security, my organic heirloom. I have absorbed it and braided in my own fibers of being. It is no longer the tightrope to be walked unsteadily, but the support that keeps me upright and pulls me along. I am standing alone and with it. It is what pulled me to the safe side of that fence. The rope that was born with me, that grew and strengthened and twisted and tightened, is good. Yet it is the feverish war I waged on that rope that has had the most lasting impression. I am scarred by the burns, but I realize now that they were self-inflicted.